In Russia, a debate rages over how to reform the country's once proud military. The army's inability to decisively defeat Chechen separatists has sparked demands for change, and some now cite the U.S. experience in Iraq as demonstrating the need to quickly establish an army made up of mostly professional soldiers, NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
Chechnya has glaringly revealed the demoralized state of Russia's military. Its soldiers continue to die daily in rebel ambushes. Troops are accused of torturing and murdering civilians. And corruption among top officers is rampant, according to Yovan Safranchuk, an analyst with the Center for Defense Information.
Please do not believe that any Russian general, after serving in Chechnya for several months, does not have vested business interests in Chechnya and is not corrupted by this or that Chechenian clan.
The military is smarting from charges officers have lined their pockets from the illegal sale of Chechen oil, as well as extorting bribes from civilians. And add more salt to the wounds of the Russian military. The swift fall of Baghdad contradicted grim predictions from some Russian generals of a long, bloody siege of the city. Proponents of radical military reform, like lawmaker Alexei Arbatov, say Russia should learn a lesson from the U.S. experience in Iraq.
That is a lesson that should be learned by Russia, that in order to be able to fight conflicts of new type, you have to have an army of new type. And that army of new type starts at the very fundamental principle of how you recruit your private contingent.
By law, young Russian men are still required to serve 2 years of military service. But brutality by senior officers and horrible conditions mean draft dodging and desertion are rampant. A reform plan drafted by Arbatov's Union of Right Forces party calls for slashing the military by half, from the current 1 million to 500,000 within 3 years, and abolishing conscription altogether in favor of an all-professional force. The military is experimenting with some professional units. Here at the Army's 76th Airborne Division in the city of Pskov, professional contract soldiers train with automatic weapons. The Pskov Division was chosen for the experiment partly out of its own bitter experience in Chechnya. A military band honors 84 Pskov servicemen, most of them conscripts, who were killed 2 years ago in a rebel ambush after commanding officers allegedly failed to provide their armored column with infantry support. 21-year-old Sergeant Lorinov is training on a 30-foot-high outdoor skydive simulator. He says there's a big difference between life as a professional and his conscript service in southern Russia.
The officers here treat us in a completely different way. Here they even have psychiatrists we can talk to, and our workday ends at 7 in the evening.
Lorinov is paid about $125 a month, a roughly average Russian wage. By contrast, conscripts are paid stipends of only a few dollars a month. And the food at the 76th canteen is relatively sumptuous by Russian army standards. But the Pskov experiment has run into deep problems. Recruits complain pay and benefits are still too low. Deputy Pskov Division Commander Alexander Trushkin acknowledges not everything has gone to plan. This is only the start for us. It's a test to see what our country is capable of, Trushkin says. We know we've made mistakes, and we're learning from those mistakes. Those mistakes include cost overruns and a scandal over funds being diverted to build housing for senior officers. Lawmaker Arbatov says the Pskov experiment was intentionally designed to fail.
The experiment with Pskov Division was designed by the general staff in order to show that military reform is too expensive for Russia, that it's beyond Russian means.
Indeed, instead of Arbatov's radical reform plan, the government is leaning towards a conservative one backed by the military. It calls for moving just 15% of Russia's 1 million servicemen onto a professional basis over the next 2 years. Arbatov says the military brass is just afraid of losing its illegal perks. Conscript soldiers have sometimes been rented out to private companies as virtual slave labor by commanding officers, among other abuses. And former Army General Eduard Vorobyov says the military is also hobbled by an ideological vacuum that set in after the end of the Cold War.
We used to have ideology rooms with posters where imperialism was depicted as a big black spider and a globe with the American flag on top. Now we don't have that. For military men, that presents a problem.
That problem, Vorobyov says, will require a change in military psychology, one that will take a generation to occur. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.